Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, and this is your host. And your wonderful host that loves you very, very much, Stacy F. Johnson, the youngest of the Johnsons from the hood. Okay? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, where we love you. And tonight, we are talking to Negroes all over America. Okay? And we want to let you know, President Obama loves you. But see, when you're Black and with power in America, and if you're smart and you want to keep your power, you keep it on the under. You keep it on the slender. And that's what our wonderful, fantastical president has done. And so instead of saying, hey, Negroes, here's your 40 acres and a mule, nigga, you don't know what to do with, that you would be selling crack off of or running hoes through, we're going to do some other things for you. You know, and I personally know. Because I got a civil rights case. And Mr. Wong said that this president has reopened and opened more civil rights cases than any president in the history of the United States. So he's Black. He knows, okay?
Oh, he ain't Black. He's not African-American. He's not from, his dad's from Africa.
When you a nigga, you was a nigga, okay? And for him to be the president, do you know how freaking smart that man must be? For me to be a claims adjuster, okay, I had to have the same qualifications as the white mother that was running the whole region. Do you understand? Stacy had AIC, the CPC, whatever the shit, I forget now. I got them right there on the ground, plaques, diplomas, like Kanye say. You got hellified diplomas. Okay, you got three of them. Okay, I had the same shit as Bob, okay, but Bob was running the region. My Black ass couldn't do nothing but run my mouth out of an office in Rancho Cordova, California. You feel me? So this president is trying to give you some under-slunder power and use it. And I know personally some family members and friends, very good friends, and even me. I mean, I qualify for what? No tuition. Huh? I ain't got to pay no tuition. Do you know I still owe my tuition from 1985? Okay? I don't have to pay any tuition to get my master's and my PhD. Are you kidding me? President Obama. Oh, yeah, you've been approved for, fee waivers. Just get your past student loans, nigga, that you ain't paid, okay? That you standing strong, you the Wesley Snipes of student loans, nigga, okay? Yeah, well, I ain't paying no student loans. A nigga owed me the same amount of money in child support as I owe in student loans. Every time they call me, I tell them, call Fred and Posey. That nigga owed me $56,000. I owe you $52,000. You can keep the extra funds. How's that? You ain't calling that nigga telling him to pay me, are you? No. I'm the Wesley Snipes of student loans until your ass want to go back to school for free under President Obama. So go get a grant, especially if your ass ain't working. You can get a grant by, I don't know how many niggas I've known and bought a car. Because the grant money does cover transportation. So we as Black people, we will take that to the fullest extent. That does not mean a bus pass, nigga. That means a 300. If you're a certain young lady that I know, that means a 300, nigga. Why you rolling this over? You feel me? Grants. That's the first thing. Go get your dumb ass one of. Okay? President Obama has been clear. And I got it down here. I got it here. I'm going to read it. Let me get my granny glasses on because I am technically a granny. Somebody's so excited when they call me Ganny. Somebody's so excited when I call Ganny. That's my guy. If I only had him for the rest of my life, I'd be good. But I'm so lucky. I have him and his mommy, Jessica, and Freddie, and Chris, who haven't even had kids yet. But I can't wait, okay? Freddie going to be scared to touch his baby. So hopefully he's got a strong wife, okay, like his mom. That's what he needs, somebody older than him. And then Christopher going to be running and putting it down. I ain't worried about Chris and his baby, okay? He can't wait to have a baby so he can spank it, okay? I already know. So I ain't worried about nobody. I ain't worried about nothing. I was called selfish today. That's how I meant to start the show. I was called selfish. I'm looking for President Obama shit right now on my computers. Here we go. 2013 education grants. You may qualify for a grant. You will, okay? Especially if your ass ain't had a job. You know, and then I found out that if you have a degree, like I have a degree. I have a bachelor's degree. If you're willing to get a PhD, which, okay, why not? You know, I ain't scared of school. I used to say I'm a professional student. Shit, there ain't nothing wrong with that. We're supposed to be, because that's part of that growth thing that God intends us to have when he gave us a brain instead of making us like a frog. Because he made you a man, you're supposed to be growing and learning every day. I love learning. I love the only... What did Stacey watch besides, you know, mistakenly falling into a couple of, you know, websites that just happened to not be good? But History Channel, baby. History Channel. Get some education. Learn something. History Channel, how it's made. Now, when I get old, that's why I'm not tripping. It's digital TV, digital media. I'm going to watch How It's Made. Once I do sit my ass down and don't do shit, that's what I'm going to watch. The shit, not the one that Oprah did, because she make you fall asleep every time when she announced, but the one that Sigourney Weaver did that shit, the lands and the people and the animals and shit. Oh, yeah. That's what I tell Jesse. Give mom that. Okay? When I get to be in whoop, 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 and to the point where all you can do is sit me in a chair, Put that in front of me. I've been waiting to watch that shit. In every movie since 1995. So give me all that shit, because I've been working my ass off. Because I've been on this growth thing. I've known inherently that my purpose and duty in life is to grow. And so President Obama, back to the subject, is helping all of us grow by... To see eligible for grants, just Google President Obama educational grants, okay? Grants mean you don't have to give that shit back, okay? So there's tons of little rackety-ass schools. Don't go to one of those. Use your grant money to go to a UC or Cal State school or a community college, one that's been there for 10,000 years, or a technical college that will take you where you want to go. Black people, take business courses. That's what you need to do. You need to be entrepreneurs. I was talking to a young man today, 23 years old, a contractor that we working together. He said, well, people call it a hustle, but I was never good with working for people. I was like, well, first of all, stop calling it a hustle, okay, because that's associated with something negative, young man, okay? The fact that you have the guts to do your own thing, that's called an entrepreneur if you're white. It's called a hustle if you're black, okay? You've had the guts to do your own thing. I said, take it from somebody 48 freaking years old, okay? Yeah, corporate America was never for me, but I did what I had to do for my children. And when I was self-employed, I was making money, but I had fair-weather Negroes, okay? And when the weather was not fair, the Negroes left. You feel me? But I was still left with the children. So I had to do what I had to do. Corporate America ain't never been for me. And I don't think it's for anybody black, because it reminds us of slavery. Okay? Corporate America for black people is synonymous with slavery. Figure out your own shit. If you can't find work, make work. President Obama's giving you the opportunity to get you a grant. So get a car with that shit. And get you some education. If you do a technical school, do one that will benefit you. do something in the medical field. Because be a whole motherfucker that don't mind wiping old people's asses, because that's going to make you a lot of money. Okay? Get the grant, especially if you ain't got a job. If you don't have a job or you have a baby, there's no reason why President Obama ain't giving you a come up. Okay, so that's what President Obama's doing. That's one of the things. And the other thing, okay, grants. He increased the amount of Pell Grants, okay, so from what it was to what it is now. So just fill out your FAFSA, okay? Even I know FAFSA. I got two of them. Now I need to have three of them. Because I'm going to go back and be a math teacher and eventually get a charter school going that focuses on math and science. You know, I mean, being smart's cool. And I'm glad my mother kicked my ass enough to make me understand that. Okay? So this is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. This is Alicia Keys on the box. This is Stacy in the house. And I was called selfish today. And you know what? You know, hey, I'm just happy I ain't got to come home at 4 and cook somebody's dinner. You feel me? I had to do that for many years. Not that I didn't enjoy it, because now I'm an awesome-ass cook because of it, but I'm glad I don't have to do it anymore. So anything anybody brings me, I don't really trip, because, first of all, you're not my children. I don't really trip. I get nervous when it's issues related to people I truly love. My parents are gone, so I don't have to worry about my parents looking me in the face and telling me anything, although I really felt their spirit very strongly today as I was praying and asking God what they were thinking. God gave me an answer. And God will give you an answer. If you seek, you'll find. So I was told I was selfish. I'm like, well, wait a minute. This the four-day thing. I mean, how is a person selfish when you know they're self-employed, and the philosophy of a self-employed person, they work harder, 10 times more than a person that has a job. Anybody with a brain knows it. And not only do you know it, you've seen it for 4 days straight. Well, I take a break, make you breakfast. Take a break, make you dinner. How am I selfish? Well, because I made your ass wake up and eat. What the fuck? You know, I'm like thrown aback. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't put pressure on people. I let you do you. But when you come off really, really dumb, I have to say something. How is that selfish? I get out, and then when I'm not nice, everybody gets really upset because I'm super not nice when I'm not nice, because that's not something to be nice about. How am I selfish? Come on now. Let me put it out like normal people. I know you on break and shit, but how much break you need? You got to get back up, what, in a week? You're going to be super sleepy when you go back to school. Wake up today. How am I selfish? I drive from where I live way down to the ghetto to come get you. I take you to where it's wonderful. And then I got to take you back to the ghetto. And I'm nice to you the whole time while I work like a pig. And I'm selfish. You feel me? Even A. Keys understands what I'm talking about. I don't understand people. So that's why I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. I just be in it because I love people. And I try to understand. But that I don't understand. And I had to stand up. And, of course, you can't stand up, Stacy, because you make everybody super mad and butthurt. So now nobody want to see you and all that good shit. So this is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. Tell people to kiss your ass when they come up with dumb shit. Because, honestly, you're the shit. You are the shit. And they'll realize that when they no longer around the shit. I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about you. You feel me? Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. President Obama gave you some money. Ain't no mules and shit. And I'm finna play. I'm finna, like Chris said, I'm finna. Hey, Ma, I'm finna go to the store. I'll be right back. But I'm finna play the love doctor because that's me. That's who I am. That's who I be. You feel me? This is the love doctor. We've changed up music, and we shall be right back. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. And this is your host, the wonderful and fantastico, Stacey F. Johnson. And I am the mother of Jessica, Felicia, Freddie Thomas, and Christopher Kevin. My niggas. And I'm the gammy of Fernando Elijah. Fernando. What was my daughter thinking about? Fernando? Really? But we call him Eli. That's our little nigga. You know, you be naming your baby after they daddy when they first come out. Oh, Freddie, I'm so sorry. I tell him every day, man. Sorry. But I love you. I love you. It's bigger than the name Freddie. Okay? Freddie. Hey, how is your legal name Freddie? That should have told me something right there, right? Nigga, your legal name is Freddie? Your mama wasn't even serious when your ass was born. It wasn't Frederick. It wasn't Fredson. It wasn't Frederico. It wasn't Fernando. Nigga, it was Freddie. Your mama wasn't serious. Okay? And here I go marrying you. I'm serious about my Freddie. My Freddie is the shit, as a matter of fact, though. All right? Anyway, President Obama making you the shit, Black people. Not only representing blackness in the White House, you feel me? And that boils the balls of the most racist of the racists. And they mad at you and me and everybody with brown skin. They're mad at Mexicans. Okay? They mad at everybody that they think voted that Negro in. Okay? White people voted him in. Okay? Don't shit happen in America unless white people want it to happen. Okay? Black president or no. And when you wake up to that fact, white dumb people, you'll realize what you got in your America. Your little civil rights, slavery, all that shit. A righteous white motherfucker wanted it to happen. A bunch of niggers. You feel me? Who is calling me? Let me see. Is that a customer? I really hope so. I hope it's a new customer. Speaking of new customers, I got to give props. I really do. I got to give all the props. I got to give it all to him because let me just give him some props, because, you know, I give him props all the time, because, woo! But because since I've been in L.A., I counted up, and it's like 23 new customers, 23, and I give new customers like hotcakes. Can I keep them is the question. But most definitely God will give them to me. So you figure, I'm like, okay, I'm keeping these 23, okay, because I don't know the game that I was playing. But now this is my third year in the game, and so I let them know what's up. You know, I got customers in Georgia, New York, Philadelphia, Cali, Tennessee, North Carolina, Kentucky, Southern States, a lot of folks over there, seniors in Texas, you feel me? I don't know what that is. That's like a Russian. I got a couple Russian dudes in Texas. You know, I'm like, God is so good. God is good when you just get all up in him. You know what I'm saying? You have to get all up in him. And he allows you the opportunity to get all up in him when your shit is bad. You know a nigga don't reach out to God till his shit is on fault. Well, you so faulty that all you can do is reach out to God, which is sad. And if I was God, you better be glad I ain't God, because I'll be like, nigga, I've been trying to reach out to you for 44 years. You wait till you 45. Sorry, your time is up. No, you're not our good God. He's just waiting for you to ask, just sitting there. I'm like, this is what I birthed you for. Okay? So go get what Obama got for you, some grants, especially if you don't have a job. You automatically qualify. If you got a baby, you automatically qualify. If you're dumb, the only time you don't qualify is if you have a felony, okay, you dumbass. And then if you don't, come see me because we're going to put you on the grind, okay? You have to do some labor in construction, okay? If you let your dumbass get a felony, okay? That's why my son, everybody's looking at my son like he was dumb once he was 18 and got thrown out. Oh, nigga, you ain't got a felony? Oh, you should have four jobs in SAC without a felony. What, are you kidding me? And they start telling me, oh, your son ain't got a felony, Miss Stacy. He should have four jobs. I'm like, oh, really? Nigga, you should have four jobs. You ain't got a felony. You better get up out of my house. Oh, my baby, we've been with FedEx since I threw him out. You feel me? All nervous. Mom, I just stepped my second foot out the bathtub when you called me. I was like, oh, I'll call you back. Oh, no. Balls dripping and everything. Talk to me, Mom. That's my nigga. See, Freddie Posey, we got a special connection. Freddie Posey will show me any part of his body and say, Mom, I need you to look at this. You got to love a son. I ain't seen Chris's balls since he was 10, okay? He's 20. I don't care if something was wrong with him. Mom, I ain't seen my balls. Freddie, I seen his balls yesterday if he was here. Mom, I got some on my balls. Take a look. I love Freddie. You got to love him. I mean, his wife's going to love him when he gets one and quit taking everybody else's, okay? Quit taking everybody else's, Freddie. Okay, you're so handsome. You can have whoever. That's why I had to tell him, Freddie. You're so handsome. Okay, back to Obama. He's handsome, too, but not as handsome as Freddie. Okay? You know, when you're a single parent, you know, you just got to really just. Well, I was blessed because I wasn't from single parents. You feel me? So I had saw my mama kicking ass and my daddy taking names. And I'll mix that too with my kid. You feel me? So more of my mama kicking ass, because the kicking ass part is what kept everybody in line, as far as I can understand. But then my daddy always brought in the love, see? And we get the love from my sister Tammy gave me the highest compliment. Years ago, and I'll never forget, she's like, the way you treat your kids remind me of the way Dad treated us. And I was like, oh, shit, man, I made it then. My kids is getting the best of the best, if that's the case, because I know how my daddy loved me. Shit, don't trip off me then. I learned. Thank you, Dad. Shit, kicking ass like Mama, too. No. Obama, that's what we're supposed to be talking about. I love my mom and dad. And I'm too young, you know. I was always too young not to have them. So all I can do is talk about them. Like my niece and like auntie. I'll text her, how you doing? When's your mama, my sister with cancer? What you doing, baby? You okay? Oh, I'm in Phoenix at a college football game. I'm like, what? Now, this nigga ain't had a job ever. How you in Phoenix? How come I ain't with you? Huh? Some people just expect to have shit, and they do. Oh, I'm in Phoenix. You was just in the ghetto. How do you get to Phoenix in 24 hours? Less than. Well, have fun. That's all I can say. Have fun, baby, because you'll be back wiping your mama ass tomorrow. Okay? So don't trip. That's how life is. You got a mama, she's sick, you wipe her ass. You don't leave it to herself. But she got a husband, so I ain't really tripping on my sister. She got a husband. Now, I get sick. Jesse, please, Lord Jesus. Make sure Jesse wipe my ass. Okay? Treat your kids right. They're going to have to wipe your ass one day, I'm telling you. They're going to have to. And you can treat them right, and they still might not wipe your ass. The Mignon and Dana. Okay, family, Tammy, that's okay, you know, so Obama, we back to Obama, but I just love sharing real shit with real people, you know, in a funny way. That's what I try to do. I hear I'm a comedian, so I'm going to take that shit and run with it. If I make you feel funny about real shit, then let's do this shit, you feel me? Okay. Stacey don't give a damn about anything. Stacey did the best thing Stacey could do is raise her kids. Everything else, everybody else could give my black ass. My kids are raised, and they are really good. Better than a lot that had a mom and dad. I'm like, y'all kiss my ass. You had a mama and a daddy. Okay? And you ain't doing shit. And you all fucked off. It was just me and my kids. Begging God to help me, lead me, make sure I don't get some more fucked up kids out this whole deal I never asked for. Shit. You know, he's like, I got you. I got that nigga with the baby name that's legal, Freddie. I got him. And Christopher Kevin, where everybody said, well, why didn't you name him Kevin Christopher? That sounds better. Oh, to who? Okay, only one nigga popped him out of the twat flat, and that was me. I could have named that nigga the nigga. Okay, that was me. So, don't let people run your life, too. But Obama got some shit for you. All right, so civil rights cases. How many minutes we got? Two minutes, and I have this up here somewhere. Obama civil rights, here we go. Let's see, strengthen anti-discrimination laws. Well, yeah, because, okay, in a nutshell, you know, the white man, Jim, I love Jim, but Jim got to pay his rent whenever he wanted. Stacey got to pay by the third. Some Stacey shit like that. I want to be white like Jim. Everything went crazy. And then Mr. Wong said, yes, the president has reopened millions. That's why we're so overbooked on civil rights cases. You feel me? So, yes. I want to be down. Obama want to be down with you, but not like a nigga, okay? He ain't going to come to your house and smoke weed, okay? But he will give you some grant money, open up some civil rights cases, increase your grant money, get the Lilly Ledbetter Act so your mama can get the money like me. Too bad. You better be glad my ass ain't still working because I sure use that shit today. You feel me? This is a diary. This is Black People Business Wednesday and Thursday where we love you. You know I'm the love doctor, right? And you know what? What do we say? What do we say? You only get shit when you love your nigga. So love yourself. Love your God first. Love yourself. Love your mama. Love your daddy. And love us because we're going to be here every night at 8, including tomorrow. Talk about more Obama and whatever comes to mind when I wake up in the morning. This is the love show. I'm going to end with the love doctor, and then we love you. And remember, you only get some shit when you love. So love a nigga. Please kiss your baby and kiss your baby mama.